Improvised comedy. Neil Malarkey of the Comedy Store Players.
There's a lot of association, word association or idea association. Somebody will say a word and then somebody will take it in this area and then the person who said it is obviously thinking, well, that's not what I meant by that, but OK, I'll go with it. So we do enjoy the misunderstanding or the misinterpretation or different interpretations of words. The game's called Three-Headed Expert. One person interviews those three. Those three can say one word at a time as if they were three bodies, one voice.
And the three-headed expert in question trains armadillos for Olympic crown green bowling. Don't ask.
Rolling!
An
armadillo!
Down!
The
grassy
hillock
is
better
than
rolling
a
ball.
Why?
Naturally,
they
are
slower,
but
more
amusing. I've
got
four
children
and
one
wife.
Now, in London 2012, you're facing some stiff competition.
Tell
me
about
it,
geezer.
From...
But these kind of word games can be beneficial beyond their entertainment value, for example, in the corporate sphere. Neil Malarkey actually does improvisation-based word games with managers in large companies as a positive team-building and creative exercise. Backstage at the Comedy Store, we can get a glimpse into the word athlete's mind. Are they wordy or numerical? Or both? Comedy Store players Suki Webster, Neil Ashdown and Phil Jupiters.
The reason that I do Sudoku and crosswords is to switch my brain off. I mean, it uses the brain, but it's a relaxation. It's a way of switching my mind off of conscious thought.
I'm not very logical. My mind works in a very lateral way, not in a literal way.
I like to do a crossword and then a Sudoku puzzle in the same hit. One is, like, full of puns and code and is very literary, and the other one is kind of a simple exercise of logic. And I like to do both, so maybe I'm a walking exception to the rule.
Compare and contrast the amount of sheer processing power needed to solve a cryptic crossword and a Sudoku puzzle. Professor Stephen Pullman, Professor of Computational Linguistics at Oxford University.
Sudoku is not very difficult. It's the kind of thing that computers love to do and can do very quickly and efficiently.
And cryptic crosswords?
There you have a combination of skills that are needed. You need facility with the language. You often need quite a lot of non-linguistic knowledge about the world. I heard a clue described on the radio the other day, and it was Cinderella's Midnight Music. I don't think we'll get a program that can solve crossword puzzles, in the general case at least, in the foreseeable future.